Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-age child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Please, oh please, let my child make good decisions next year when they are at college. I know, I get it. I have a senior in high school too. And today's podcast, we're going to talk to how do I talk to teenagers about sex, drugs, and peer pressure? I get it. I'm already terrified of my son facing the world. But as an impactful parent, I also know that I have to let go. And I can't avoid that difficult conversation. And this goes for you too. It doesn't matter if you have a senior in high school or just a high school student. All the things that I'm going to give you today, all my tips, as I usually do, are applicable to anyone in high school. So, being a good parent means preparing our children to leave the nest. And part of that preparation is having that uncomfortable talk. And yeah, sex, drugs, and peer pressure is what inevitably lies ahead. So let's get our kids ready. I'm going to start breaking it down. What do we need to talk about? Okay, we know it's sex, drugs, and peer pressure, but why? Because statistics show that changing environments, being alone, or feeling isolated can make people feel vulnerable. And college has the potential to hit all three of these marks. This vulnerability is amplified by a young person's need to be liked, to fit in, and to make friends. Plus, if your child has low self-esteem, then the risk is even higher. So, I know that you might be thinking right now, I've already had that birds and bees talk with my child years ago, and we've talked about drugs and alcohol too. Well, I'm here to tell you that you need to take that conversation further. Now it's essential to talk about some of the social responsibility of sex and drugs. Things like, what does responsible consumption look like? Or responsible sexual activity? How do you set boundaries? And how do you deal with the peer pressure? I know these are such tough conversations. So I'm going to give you 10 tips today to how this conversation should flow. Tip number one, start by telling your child why you're sitting them down. You might want to say something like, hey, being in a new environment where you want to fit in can push you to do things for the approval of others. And you're an adult now, and ultimately, you're responsible for your choices. I want to help you get ready for the new peer pressures that you're about to face. So, then have your talk. Tip number two, have them practice saying no. In your head, out loud, with their friends, practice being assertive and saying no. Role-playing it out in your mind how you're going to say no and how that situation's going to happen will help them in the long run when it actually is happening in real life. Kids forget that they must talk not only with their words, but also with their bodies. Body language is what drives the point home. So practice with your child, not only saying the words, no, I don't want to do that, but also standing tall and feeling confident. Tip number three for how to talk to your child about sex, drugs, and peer pressure. Make a plan before you get into a bad situation. Decide what you will do if you go to a party and everyone wants to drink or do drugs. Decide what you will do if a guy touches you without asking. Decide what you will do if you're intoxicated and need to get home. Decide what you will do if you're in a bad situation where you're just feeling uncomfortable and you need to get out. Decide what you will do if your boyfriend or girlfriend wants to take the relationship to a place that you're just not comfortable with. Discuss lots of different scenarios with your child and explain to them that having a plan before they need it helps keep them safe and sets them up for a more successful outcome. You might need to brainstorm different scenarios with your child, but that's okay. That will help them prepare themselves for the future. How to talk to my teenager about sex, drugs, and peer pressure, tip number 4. Decide your limits before you go. Yeah. What are you willing to do and what do you want to avoid? Knowing your boundaries before you put yourself in an environment where peers can pressure you or change your mind will help you keep your values and keep your integrity. You do not want to make that decision in the moment. So you need to make that decision before you even step out of the door. That's how regretful actions happen, when kids do not have it in their mind already what their boundaries are, and they're set in their mind, and they're trying to make those choices in the moment. That's how regretful actions happen. So know your boundaries before you even step outside of the door and into the car to go wherever you're going. How do I talk to my child about sex, drugs, and peer pressure? Tip number 5. Be ready to leave. Yeah. Have a plan for leaving if the situation gets uncomfortable. Hopefully, you'll be with people who can do what they want and still respect you for your choices. But let's face it, many times this isn't the case. You may have to leave even if you don't want to. And remind them that sometimes your parents are no longer there or no longer can be an excuse to get you out of the situation. So have another reason ready to go. Maybe it's a friend, or perhaps it's a lie about being on a medication so that you can't drink. But talk about the possible excuses right now with your child so they don't have to fumble with their words later on. How to talk to your teenager about sex, drugs, and peer pressure, tip number 6. Pick your friends wisely. Find friends with the same values and stick together. Using the buddy system is actually a great way to get out of uncomfortable situations. So have a friend that you trust and be willing to watch over each other. How to talk to your teenager about sex, drugs, and peer pressure, tip number 7. Tell your child to trust their gut. Tell them that if it doesn't feel right, then it's not right. Your instincts are one of the best indicators for trouble. So trust yourself and your intuition. How to talk to your child, tip number 8. Consider how your actions can put you in a bad situation. Now, please remind your child that they have the power to influence their environment. Their choice of clothing, the way they act, what they consume, what they say, who they hang out with, all of these things play a part in how their environment is created. I think a lot of times our young people play victim and they think that things just happen to them. So this is the opportunity to teach your child that we create our own environments by the choices we make, by how we choose to act, what we choose to consume in the moment, whether that's alcohol, drugs, or water, what they say, who they hang out with. It's all part of the environment that they create. There are many moving parts to each situation that we put ourselves in, but ultimately, little decisions can make considerable influences on how the day plays out. Do not discount those small choices that have the power to change outcomes. How do I talk to my teenager about sex, drugs, and peer pressure? Tip number 9. It is okay to be alone, and standing up for yourself can sometimes be lonely. This one's a hard lesson to learn, but the world's most extraordinary people had to stand alone in their convictions before anyone would accept them and follow. So reaffirm to your child that it is okay to go against the grain and be alone. It just means that they haven't found their tribe yet. So tell your child that being alone with integrity is much better than being accepted and regretting your actions. And lastly, how do I talk to my teenager about sex, drugs, and peer pressure? Tip number 10. Show you trust your child to make the right choices and that that you have actually complete confidence in their future. This is super important, parents. A mistake that many parents make is having this conversation with a tone of, I know you're going to mess this up. No! Instead, keep telling your child that you believe in them. And you have to talk about this so that you can feel better about being an impactful parent. Not because you don't trust their choices. Your child is more likely to make those better choices when you believe in them, because you'll be raising their self-confidence and their standards. Low self-confidence can lead to a self-fulfilling prophecy, and that's not what we want. I know this is not the conversation that you want to have. It's tough, but it is a conversation worth having. And if these 10 tips today were not enough, I actually have some more for you. Yay! Today, I am giving you a free PDF checklist. It's called 50 Life Skills Your Child Needs to Learn Before They Leave Home. Yeah, 50 life skills I put together to make your child ready to go, to live on their own and be responsible, to prepare them for the world. Yes, I'm so excited about this. To get your free PDF, go to theimpactfulparent.com/50things. That's 50 things. Theimpactfulparent.com/50things. And go get it today. It's absolutely free. Any high school kid you can go through all 50 things with, I highly suggest it. Because you are an impactful parent, and I'm just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge. Browse the free resources or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today, and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.